Hey everyone, welcome back to Logical Bible Study. This is, of course, the podcast, which is all about helping you understand the Bible better by doing a verse-by-verse exegesis of Scripture. So our goal here every day is to dive into the Gospel reading from today's Mass to help you understand the literal sense of that reading. So what did it mean in its original context? Today, if you go to Mass, you would hear from Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 and verses 24 to 27. Jesus said to his disciples, "It is not those who say to me, 'Lord, Lord,' who will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the person who does the will of my Father in heaven. Therefore, everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a sensible man who built his house on rock. Rain came down, floods rose, gales blew, and hurled themselves against that house, and it did not fall. It was founded on rock. But everyone who listens to these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a stupid man who built his house on sand. Rain came down, floods rose, gales blew and struck that house, and it fell, and what a fall it had." So what we have here in today's reading, it's actually two different texts that have been put together. So they've taken out the part in between the two texts. So we have today verses 21 and then verses 24 to 27. So it takes out verses 22 to 23. And we're in the Sermon on the Mount, which is where Jesus does an extended sermon where he's contrasting what some people in his time believe to be righteousness. And he contrasts that with what true righteousness actually is. So he's come to reveal what God's will is. What is true righteousness according to God? Now, by this point in Matthew chapter 7, he's already finished most of the sermon. He's already finished giving the bulk of the commandments in the Sermon on the Mount. And now what he's doing as he winds up the sermon is he's going to stress the importance of following these commandments. Just prior to this, he's been talking about false prophets. So in verses 15 to 18, he's been talking about false prophets. And if you want to hear this whole section of text, it's read in around week 11 and 12 of Ordinary Time. So have a look through the podcast archives if you want to hear the whole speech, and it's well worth listening to. So in verses 15 to 18, it was about false prophets, which were those who appear to follow God, but who do not actually produce good fruits. That's what a false prophet is, according to Jesus. They claim to follow God, but they don't actually do God's will. In other words, they're people who claim to follow Jesus, but they don't actually follow his teachings. So he's just said that, and now that leads into what he has to say today. In verse 21, Jesus says, "It is not those who say to me, 'Lord, Lord,' who will enter the kingdom of heaven." These are pretty strong words, and we need to take these seriously. They actually have very profound implications for our understanding of salvation theology. Jesus says, "It is not those who say to me, 'Lord, Lord,' who enter the kingdom of heaven." Basically, Jesus is stressing that simply claiming that Jesus is one's Lord or Master is not enough, because that's what the false prophets do, but they don't actually do God's will. Jesus says it's not enough to just say, "Lord, Lord." That's not enough to get a person into the kingdom, either in this life, to enter the kingdom of God in this life, or in the next life, because really the afterlife is an extension of what we were doing with God's grace in this life anyway. This is so profound because you've probably heard some other Christians say, "How do you get saved?" Well, all you have to do is accept that Jesus is your Lord and Master, or maybe they might say, "Confess that Jesus is Lord." Well, Jesus here says, it's not those who say to me, "Lord, Lord," who will enter the kingdom of heaven. You have to back it up with actions. And that is the Catholic teaching as well. It's not merely enough to say you follow Jesus. You actually have to do it. So Jesus finishes this phrase by saying, "But the person who does the will of my Father in heaven." Now, what does it mean to do the will of the Father in heaven? In context, and if you read the whole Sermon on the Mount, it becomes clear that that means to follow Jesus' commandments. If you follow Jesus' commandments, you're doing the will of the Father, and therefore you'll get into the kingdom. If one is really following God, they would know that Jesus speaks the truth, and therefore they would follow his commandments. So in the New Covenant, how can you tell if someone is following God's will? It's if they follow Jesus' commandments, particularly the love commandments, love God and love neighbor. So only those who do the will of my Father in heaven will be accepted into the kingdom. That's the meaning of this part here. Jesus is stressing that just knowing about Jesus is not enough. perhaps in that culture, it could have been that many Jews were very good at knowing the basic teachings of important rabbis, so they could perhaps recite teachings of famous rabbis. But that's one thing. It's another thing to actually follow these teachings. Jesus emphasizes that when it comes to him, he's the Messiah, so it's not enough to just know the teachings. You have to follow them. So in modern language, we might call this, you need to be a follower, not just a fan of Jesus. Now, the lectionary today now takes out a section, verses 22 to 23, and that's the section where Jesus intensifies it. And he says, on that day, on the day of judgment, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, but will not be allowed to enter into the kingdom. So Jesus intensifies it there. You can hear those verses on Thursday of week 12 in ordinary time. So the rest of what we have today, it's a short parable about the importance of acting on Jesus' teachings. Jesus finishes with a short parable here. So it's about you need to act on his teachings rather than just listen to them. And he's going to talk here about houses. Now, in that culture in Israel, houses were typically built on rock because houses built on rock could withstand winds and floods. There would be a rainy season in Israel and you wanted your house to be able to survive the rainy season. It was considered foolish to build your house on sand because if the rainy season came along, the weather would destroy it. So a wise person builds their house on rock, and that's literally true in the time of Jesus, and an unwise person builds it on sand. And Jesus is going to use that metaphor as a springboard to say this. Therefore, everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a sensible man who built his house on rock. Rain came down, floods rose, gales blew, and hurled themselves against that house, and it did not fall. It was founded on rock. Notice what he says here at the start. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a sensible man. So the teaching here is that if one obeys the teachings of Jesus, particularly the ones he has just given in the Sermon on the Mount, then they can be certain that they will remain in the kingdom. Even despite great persecution and great difficulties, Jesus says, you will be secure. You'll be secure in the kingdom if you keep following my teachings. But then on the other hand, everyone who listens to these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a stupid man who built his house on sand. Rain came down, floods rose, gales blew, and struck that house, and it fell. And what a fall it had. So our lectionary here says a stupid man. You can translate that a foolish man. We don't want to be like this. We should take these words to heart. Jesus says anyone who listens to his words but does not act on them is foolish. And in fact, they're in danger of losing their place in the kingdom. If you hear Jesus' words but you don't follow them, you're probably not going to remain in the kingdom. That's Jesus' teachings here. In fact, if we extend this, the context would imply that a person who listens to Jesus' teachings but does not follow them, they're not going to get into heaven in the next life either. Some scholars think there might also be an additional undercurrent here in terms of foundations, because if you think of the temple was God's house. And we know from the Old Testament that the temple was built on a very big rock. It was literally built on a foundation of rock. So some scholars think that Jesus here is sort of comparing himself to the temple, as in the Old Covenant, God's house was built on a literal rock in Israel. In the New Covenant, Jesus is God in human flesh, and so one needs to build their life and their theology around Jesus. The foundation needs to be Jesus himself in the New Covenant. So that's an interesting possible connection there. Now, in order to understand how widely this teaching applies, we need to keep in mind one important thing here. Jesus is specifically talking about those who know Jesus' teachings and who claim to follow them but don't follow them. So, this section of text, Jesus is specifically talking about people who know Jesus' teachings and claim to follow him but don't follow him. That's completely different to those who don't know his teachings at all. Right, so this is directed at those who know his teachings and they claim to follow them, but they don't. That's what the application here is. Now, that's all we have in today's lectionary. If you want to hear this full section of text, you can have a look through the podcast archives for Thursday of week 12 in ordinary time, and you can hear a full exegesis of this whole section of Matthew chapter 7 without any sections taken out. Let's now turn to the Catechism. What does the Catholic Church teach based on this passage? There's a few interesting places here. Paragraph 1970, this is about the new law or the law of the gospel. The law of the gospel requires us to make the decisive choice between the two ways, and to put into practice the words of the Lord. It is summed up in the Golden Rule. Whatever you wish that men would do to you, do so to them. This is the law and the prophets. So here, paragraph 1970, talking about the Sermon on the Mount and how that exposes what the true law is, what the law of the gospel is. Paragraph 1821, this is about hope. We can therefore hope in the glory of heaven promised by God to those who love him and do his will. In every circumstance, each one of us should hope, with the grace of God, to persevere to the end and to obtain the joy of heaven as God's eternal reward for the good works accomplished by the grace of Christ. Notice what that paragraph says about hope. We can hope in the glory of heaven promised by God to those who love him and do his will. This is Catholic teaching. Heaven is promised to those who follow Jesus' teachings, not just those who know it. And in fact, it goes on to talk about the importance of doing good works accomplished with the grace of Christ. Paragraph 2611, this is in the section about how Jesus teaches us how to pray. The prayer of faith consists not only in saying, Lord, Lord, but in disposing the heart to do the will of the Father. So here the Catholic Church teaches that true prayer is prayer that helps us work out what the Father's will is and to put that will into practice. Paragraph 2826, this is in the section on Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. By prayer, we can discern what is the will of God and obtain the endurance to do it. Jesus teaches that one enters the kingdom of heaven not by speaking words, but by doing the will of my Father in heaven. So there it is again. So I'll include all those paragraphs in the show notes. And if you're interested in these Catechism of the Catholic Church paragraphs, if you're learning a lot by hearing these paragraphs from the Catechism, it really is quite a fascinating document. It's an excellent guide to church teaching. If you want to hear more of the Catechism to learn your Catholic faith better and to do a systematic study of what the Catholic Church teaches, that's something that the ministry offers. So I've recorded a whole series of audio recordings about the Catechism, going through in chunks, just as we do in this podcast, going through the Catechism in chunks and unpacking what the church teaching is in the Catechism. And that's a whole series that's available to you through the Patreon page. So if you would prayerfully consider becoming a partner of the ministry, you can get access to those audio recordings about the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and they're released regularly for Patreon supporters through the Patreon webpage. So you can look this up on Patreon just by typing in Logical Bible Study, or there's a link for that in the show notes. Please consider whether you might like to support the work of the ministry, and you can get access to those as well as a whole lot of other stuff as well. Thanks for listening today. Please share this podcast around, and we'll see you again tomorrow.